Oh, hey, how are you going? Another beautiful evening out here. And I can breathe. That's always a start. I have a lot of audio, and I suppose anyone who writes or podcasts or blogs or does anything like that always ends up with this archive of drafts or content that never saw the light of day. But I think worse than that is audio that did appear at one point and then just kind of vanished into the ether, never to be seen again. One thing I really like about the Overnightscape Underground, which is the podcast network that I'm a part of, is this whole archivist bent. So Frank, the proprietor of it, has spent an inordinate, like an English, amount of time making sure that stuff that gets uploaded there, it's uploaded to multiple places, it's in archive.org, it's preserved, etc. I really, really like that. And I think the best shot that I've got to preserve some audio that's been really special and a part of my life is to sort of Trojan horse it into the archive by producing a Rubinert show about it. Right? So I thought over the coming months or so, I'm probably not going to do it every episode, but every few episodes or so, I'm going to upload some audio that either I or someone close to me recorded however long ago, and then just sort of do a sort of a casual introduction to it and set the scene, etc. So it's a bit like a Trojan horse in a way, that I'm taking this audio that existed and may have been lost to the ages had it not been for my personal obsessive archiving of it, and then subsequently releasing it again here. So the first one in this sort of mini-series, I guess, on the program is, I reckon, the one that is the most special to me, as the one that really, I think, defines a lot of my early university days. It was the podcast from my old roommate in my first year of university, Mr. Kevin Tarn, a.k.a. The Kevin Tarn Show, surprising though it may be, at ths-k.com. And I believe that does not resolve anymore, which is a shame. It's a crying shame. We need to do something about this. So I've decided to release every one of his six episodes that he did back when I was studying in Adelaide, and he saw me doing the Rubinert show back in 2005 and thought, oh, I want to do this too. So he did six relatively short episodes, but I thought they were quite punchy and fun. And there's actually one, I think it's episode 5, where he's recording it in our common area at the time. you can actually hear me in the background. I don't feel like I've changed all that much during that time. However, Kevin definitely has. He still lives in Adelaide now and has two beautiful children, a lovely wife, and I hope one day to actually go back and meet him again. It's been way too long, especially considering he was a really big part of my university life. Coming from Singapore, going back to Australia, it was quite the culture shock. Australia's a very different place, and Adelaide especially is a very different place. I ended up quite liking it, but certainly the sort of the sleepier, smaller-sized city. How's that for some assonance for you? Or is that alliteration? I can never remember which one it was. It's, I guess, being in this new place where I didn't know anyone, etc., it was quite intimidating. So to have another Singaporean there, well, when I say another, I'm not Singaporean, but I grew up there, in my student dorm, we ended up hanging out a lot. We used to grab coffee together, and in fact, later on, we even moved out of student housing completely and got our own place with a couple of other people to save some rent, etc. So that was great. But specifically, I thought of all of my friends I made in Adelaide, Kevin was the, in many ways, I kind of felt like he was, by the end of it, my big brother in a way. He taught me a lot of stuff about life, the universe, and everything that really had to come from a third party. It couldn't come from family, etc. I'll leave it to your imagination to understand what that means. But he was a really lovely guy, and I hope to meet him again someday. Anyway, this is a long rambling introduction, so I thought, in fact, what I would do to set the scene for you first, though, is let's transport ourselves back to 2005 when these episodes came out, and then I'm going to he's also a much better speaker than me. This is what really aggravates me. I'm going to transition back to 2005 with a news clip from the time, and then transition you into Kevin Tarn's fine program. Each one of these episodes, back to back, for your listening pleasure. Take it away.
Tonight, thousands evacuated as a gas leak sparks safety fears in the city.
Australia remembers our wartime heroes at services around the country.
A budget blowout for our desal plant. Water prices set to soar again.
And the Reds promise Gumba Osaka will feel the heat.
7 News, live from the Adelaide studios of Channel 7, with John Riddell and Jane Doyle.
Good evening. A ruptured gas main brought the centre of the city to a standstill this afternoon and forced the evacuation of hundreds of people from buildings nearby and as far away as Hindmarsh Square. Reporter Peter Caldicott is at the scene. Peter, what happened?
John, Frome Road was being dug up this afternoon when excavators ruptured a low-pressure gas main outside the dental hospital. Firefighters blocked off Frome Road and evacuated all the workers out of four buildings on the eastern side of the street.
The smell is actually worse outside than what it is inside, but precautionist reasons, you know, they obviously have to evacuate us all.
While the hospital's emergency department and clinical wards were not affected, the smell of the gas wafted across the CBD, spreading as far as Hindmarsh Square and Rundle Mall. It even came up through manholes on North Terrace. As a precaution, ambulances were put on standby at the city's main square.
I feel like I could have chosen a better story for that, implying that gas and everything. No, I was going through my YouTube channel, which I created, I suppose it was 13 years ago, and I had a clip from ABC TV, excuse me, Channel 7. Why did I say ABC? Oh, I suppose because I just recorded another thing about the ABC. Never mind. About from Channel 7. And, yeah. It's kind of fun. I'm not sure if either of those anchors are still doing their thing down there. I don't watch the TV news like that anymore. But, yeah, I guess I was trying to test my TV tuner at the time. And so the first thing that came on was the 6 o'clock news. And so I recorded some of that and then uploaded it to YouTube as kind of a test case. And then basically didn't ever use it ever again. What a waste. Anyway, sorry, that's it. I was going to transition directly over to Kevin at that point, but I felt like I had to explain myself that, in fact, I don't believe that Kevin is horrible like gas. He is a delightful gentleman, and you will hear from him, well, basically right now.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Kevin Tan Show at THS-K.com. I'm the host of the show, Kevin Tan, and you're listening to episode number 1. First of all, I'd like to thank my girlfriend Jess for giving me the idea of the webpage address. Thank you, dear. I love you, and I miss you. Okay, first of all, myself. I'm from Singapore, and I'm currently doing my degree in Mechanical and Manufacturing Engineering in the University of South Australia. Basically, this show is about random stuff, bad English, so for those people who might not understand me, please forgive. Today, I'll be talking about the book Deception Point by the author Dan Brown, and why I'm doing podcasting rather than like most people do, online blogs. Oh, sorry. Online diary, which are known as blogs. First of all, Dan Brown, Deception Point. This book is pretty good, but at times it may get some bit boring, especially which for me, I believe it's not up to his standard because most of his books are like intriguing. You seriously don't want to put it down, but for this book, I spent a pretty long time trying to read this book. And hey, who's just decided to walk in? It's Ruben Shade of the Rubenet.com. Oh, sorry, Rubenetshow.com. Eh? Sorry, It's what? What is it again?
It's Ruben Earn Show on RubenEarn.com, episode...
Sorry, no episode at this moment because he's just popped in. And by the way, he's my roommate. Sorry, not roommate. Housemate. We don't live in the same room. What did you just say? Your mom just told me to kick your ass. So, Ruben, go take your bomb car. Elsewhere, correct. You need coffee? Both of us are caffeine addict. Yep, but... Oh, he's doing a stupid dance right now at the moment. But it's pretty cute though. Hey, look, who decided to walk in again? It's who?
I'm Rick James.
Beep! Ah! His best friend just came along.
Well, I'm Kevin Tan. I'm not as good looking as Ruben, but I have my own show now, so it's all good, so...
I said you just spoiled everything. I was hoping that Kenny Rogers would be coming in, but no! Where is he at the moment? Oh, he's in the toilet. Okay, here comes Kenny Rogers. Hey, Ruben! Ask your friend Kenny Rogers to talk.
I'm Kenny Rogers, jackass.
Okay. Anyway, pardon for coarse and bad languages that's used. Yeah. I'll have the chicken later. Coffee? Okay. In a while. I'm gonna finish soon. Yeah. Basically, yeah, why do I choose podcasting over blogging? Because I find that blogging online is pretty boring though. It's like you read, you don't feel the emotion, it's dead. And I don't know, most people just put out what they think, what they feel, and you just can't feel it. It's not like podcasting where you can feel how the person is. And I don't know, yeah, I find that it's much cooler. Yep. Yeah, by the way, just in case, I don't know. Yeah, okay, I'm coming. Okay, I guess I have to end episode 1 now at this moment. Yeah, thank you for tuning in and hope you guys can hear from me soon. Ciao. It's Wednesday, the 17th of August. To my dad, happy birthday. It's your day today. And welcome, listeners, to the Kevin Tan Show. I'm the host, Kevin Tan. And welcome to THS-K.com. It's episode number 2, and I hope you like the following show that I'm going to present to you. Today's topic is about an email which I received from my girlfriend. The email basically is talking about the way Rain Tree Production actually advertised for a movie. The movie is known as The Maid, and basically it's a scary movie, a very, very scary movie. And the thing is that the people from the advertising unit in Rain Tree Production actually place life-size poster of the spirits in the movie at corners where you wouldn't expect. And this person who wrote the email actually saw the poster, life-size poster, the moment she turned in through a corner to head for the toilet. And believe me, it's pretty scary, especially during this time in Singapore, which is also coincides with the lunar 7th month. And for those who don't know what does the lunar 7th month means, it's also known as the Hungry Ghost Festival in Singapore. And this is a traditional Chinese customs whereby people believe that the spirits from hell are released into the mortal world so that they can get some food, some visit their kins, next of kins, and yeah, just roam about on Earth for a month. And this movie, The Maid, is talking about a maid which is hired in Singapore. Because being new there, she doesn't know about the customs, and during that 7 months, she actually did some stuff which displeased the spirits, and they actually followed her all the way back to the family where they hired her, and the family starts seeing stuff, noticing strange stuff, then a series of bad things happen. I wouldn't spoil the movie right now, because I think to understand it more, if you are it's possible, just try to get your hands on the movie and you probably understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, but what I think is that if you know that it's a scary movie and it's during the release, during the 7th month, I wouldn't really want to put life-size poster of the spirits that is in the movie at corners where you can't see. Imagine yourself walking, just like you just watch Dracula or any scary thing, and then you're walking, going to the toilet, trying to relieve yourself or some stuff, and then you turn around and just saw Dracula face to face with you. How would you feel? And it happens to be in a cinema, a shopping complex in Singapore known as Plaza Singapura, which what I read from the email. It's really scary, and not especially when you just finish the movie. Imagine all those scary images are still in your head, and then you go to the toilet and you see such stuff. Man, it's gonna be scary. Imagine it's like you wanted to go and pee, and then when you see that, you definitely there's no need to go to the toilet anymore. You probably just pee on the spot. That's how scary it is, and yeah. So, I feel that by doing this thing, it's really not, how do you call it, not considerate. Yeah, and also in the email, the person did specify that, what happened if the one that was going to the toilet, some elderly person who had a heart condition, imagine what would happen. They would just have a heart attack on the spot. Disgusted with them. But anyway, it did prove a point though, whereby the movie, it really gets you hype up. If you haven't seen the movie, it's like you're walking around and just saw the poster out of nowhere, pom, right in your face. Man, it's gonna be scary.
Okay, that's all for today, I think, because right now at this moment I have to go to school already. So to all you out there, thank you for listening to the Kevin Tan Show. I'm the host, Kevin Tan, and enjoy your day. Ciao. Oh, by the way, PS to my girlfriend, I love you. Ciao for now. See you next time. Bye.
Listening to the Kevin Tan Show at THS-K.com, and this is episode number 3. I'm the host, Kevin Tan, and welcome. Due to some technical difficulties with the microphone these few days, so I've been unable to record any show. So yeah, today I just got myself a new microphone, and yeah, basically that's what I did besides going to church and doing some of my project stuff and doing some of my tutorials, all this and that. But yeah, I think today would be a
fruitful night because I've just got myself a new microphone. Yeah, but the problem is that this microphone isn't that really good, so whenever I like exclaim, you will create maybe some ping sound like this, and I do forgive, but anyway, I'm just waiting for a chance for one, so that I can myself a better microphone, so that there won't be like sound like this to irritate you guys. Yeah, so today I'll be talking about proposal. How to propose to the woman you love, for guys. Basically, yeah, this is irritating. Anyway, yeah, basically I overheard there's a guy who had this pre-inventive idea. He was thinking of like asking his girlfriend out. Walking around in some wildlife park or what is it called? Zoo. So he would just bring her around, walking around, and he would like excuse himself and he would just run off to the toilet and change into an armor. Like those old England armor, those knights in shiny armor thing. Yeah, his idea was basically to be a knight in shining armor for his girlfriend and came over riding a white horse to propose to her. To damn, this is giving me so much shit. Anyway, I think I sound a bit weird talking like that. It's like I'm trying to control my voice so that I wouldn't create any of those irritating sound. Bet it's giving you guys a headache at the moment, but sorry. I'm really sorry. There's nothing I can do right now at the moment because this mic is seriously stuffed. But yeah, but at least it's doing its job of like letting me to record a show. Yeah, so yeah, there's no complaints right now at the moment. Maybe in later times when there's a better microphone available, I might just wait for Ruben to get a new mic, so but anyway, sounds stupid just now, but my brain can't really work at all at the moment because due to too many sleepless nights or bad sleep. The reason I'm having this bad sleep is that I've been going to school every night till the wee hours just to get my assignment done, my project done. Oh, if anybody said that being a uni student is easy, oh, you must be joking. Eh, did I say being a uni student was easy in the previous episode? But anyway, it doesn't matter anyway. But right now it's like, oh man, I'm so tired. And the worst thing is that caffeine doesn't really do anything to me. I could just drink a cup of coffee, any strength or whatever, and I just go straight to sleep. No matter whether it's hot or cold, people say like warm drinks make you want to be sleepy. Well, I try drinking cold coffee and yeah, still puts me to sleep. And I try drinking guarana, all this and that. In the end, it gave me some pretty bad experience. I don't think I'll go into it because it's pretty but yeah, can't really think about anything right now at the moment. Maybe I can sing you guys a song. Maybe. doesn't matter. Anyway, my singing sucks big time. If you happen to hear the Rubenet show or know about the Rubenet show at rubenetshow.com, there's a special guest appearance made by me. and it's in episode number 16, I think. Go to his archives and look at episode number 16, something which says about special guest appearance by Kevin Tan. Yeah, that was me singing. Pretty disgusting, eh? Yep, but anyhow, I really have no idea what to say now at the moment. I think I just end it right here at the moment. I hope I have more stuff to say in the coming episode, because I believe that this is seriously getting pretty, pretty, pretty boring. Anyway, ciao for now. Bye. Take care and have a nice day. Yeah. I just realized that I have to put the microphone pretty far away in order to use it properly. Then you wouldn't have the pop 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 sound. Shit!
Kevin Tan, and you are listening to THSHeavenK.com. Hello again, this is Kevin Tan of THSHeavenK.com. Yep, I'm back. This time I'm using Ruben's, the host of the RubenAtShow.com. He's just got himself a new mixer board, so basically I think I'm the first one that's using his mixer board to record the show. But it's pretty confusing. I have no idea how to use it until, I don't know, it's just confusing. But still, yeah, it's been a while since I last recorded a show. It's been seriously hectic this past few months. First of all, I moved house instead of... I used to live in a warehouse, which is the one that's in Molson Lakes, living together with Ruben. But ever since, I think around 1 week, one month back, we moved. There's been a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons why we moved, but it's confidential. So, yeah. I'm pretty glad that we moved also, because the warehouse seriously doesn't suit my style. And then I've moved into a place in Puraka, this house. And this feels like home. But I don't know. In Singapore I used to live in a HDB, which is an apartment. But now I'm living in a house. It's pretty nice. Living with Ruben, two other friends, Francis and Ewing, who are seriously cool guys. But still, yeah, this place has our... we have our own tennis court at the back of our yard, and that's... but still, yeah, besides that, I've been seriously busy with my project, which we were supposed to go to Darwin for the World Solar Challenge, but unfortunately due to some technical errors, we are unable to join the World Solar Challenge. But still, it was fun, but disappointing also, because we couldn't get there. Anyway, why am I repeating myself? Okay, today, what am I going to talk about? Yeah, maybe I'll talk about the trip that I went with my girlfriend to Brisbane. Basically, we went to the Gold Coast. Yeah, we stayed in the Legends Hotel, which is pretty good, but a bit expensive though. But still, it's worth it. Went there, went to Surfers Paradise. The waters there are seriously clean and cool. A bit cold though, but anyway, it's cool. And over there, I don't know. Usually, in the first place, I wasn't really quite interested in surfing itself. But ever since I got there, I was like, oh, I need to learn how to surf. Which, of course, I don't think I would be able to. But anyway, body surfing would be enough. Maybe I'll do that after my exams or after I graduate. Yep. After that, besides going to the beach, of course, we did went to the Movie World and the Dream World. Dream World was quite okay. It wasn't that exciting. We did visit the Big Brother's house, which is the Australian version though. But the house was not bad, but still, I don't see why people would actually want to live there for more than 3 months. Maybe it's just the money, but I don't know. Then we went to Movie World. Yeah, it's a pretty good place, Movie World. The rides are fun, but not as exciting as I thought it would be, but they're still pretty good. And oh yeah, one thing that seriously pissed us off, both myself and my girlfriend. We wanted to take a picture with Batman, but throughout the whole day, we can't seem to find him. It's like, whenever we see him, he's like either driving past or doing something else. In the end, the best thing we got was having a picture with Batgirl, which was, yeah, interesting. And then, after we were at Gold Coast for around 1 week, over there, besides going to the Worlds, we did travel around up to Brisbane City, where we did some shopping, or window shopping, because running out of money, but yeah, it was good quality time spent with my girlfriend. I miss her so much. Anyway, yep, after that, she was here with me for 2 weeks. After going to Brisbane, she came to Adelaide, where I'm studying at. We went around a few places, brought her to Handorf, which is, I think, is the oldest German settlement in Australia. Which is, I think it's more than 100 years, I think. But still, we went to the Handorf Inn. Man, they have one of the best sausages ever. They were selling one of the best sausages I've ever had. But yeah, it's not really pricey also. I think it's worth every cent. And they have this nice fireplace where they would heat it up during dinner. So you get those seriously nostalgic feeling about the place. Besides going there, we went to this Cleveland Wildlife National Park, which is up in Mallofty, the highest point in Adelaide. Yeah, in Adelaide. We went there to the wildlife park. Like, as usual, doing what the tourists do. Bought some stuff for the kangaroos to eat. Just feed them, pet them. Actually, did manage to shoot a video of two male kangaroos fighting with each other. And they were like, you can actually hear the sound pop, pop. Everybody was just so afraid to get in between them, and then the rangers were just like standing there letting them sorting it out themselves, because I think it would be stupid to go and interfere with two kangaroos boxing, I think. But anyway, yeah, they were fighting for quite a while. Got some good shots of them, which maybe I'll just post it up onto my website when I have time. Yep. Then after that, oh, we happened to take a picture with a koala, and I get the chance to hug a koala. Then while taking the picture halfway, I think there's something about me, or is it my hair or whatever, the koala actually start chewing onto my hair, licking my ear. Do I look like an eucalyptus tree or leaf or whatever? I don't think so, but anyway, it's pretty interesting though when you come think of it. The one thing I heard people say about that koala smell, I don't think they really smell bad. It's just that the eucalyptus smell is weird. That's what the koala smell like to me. But still, yeah. Besides going to, we were going up to Barossa Valley, up to Jacobs Creek, where one of Australia's famous wines are made. Went there to the exhibitors. Visitor center. Went there, had some wine tasting. Of course, I didn't try because I'm driving, so no drinking and driving. But my girlfriend tried some, and she quite liked the sparkling rose, which is, I don't know, I haven't tried it yet, but I don't know, we bought some, so maybe I'll give it a shot when the exams are over, so that I don't get a hangover the next day whilst trying to study. Yep, basically, it was fun. And then, where else did we go? Went to a pancake house, which is a place in Adelaide where it doesn't close no matter what time of the year. Maybe for Christmas or what, but I'm not sure. Whatever, it says on the signboard that it doesn't close 365 days, 24 hours a day, never closes. So it's like, you just go over there and just had some of their pancakes. It was normal though, but the way they put other stuff with the pancakes is like, oh, heaven. Yep. Anyway, what else am I going to talk about? Basically, these few weeks, I've been seriously busy with my assignments, which is to the brim, and exams are coming. And I'm not sure whether I'll be doing another show in a while, but anyway, I'll try to do my best to update on my life. But, okay. So, after the exams, probably go back to Singapore, spend Christmas again with my family, my girlfriend, and so it's Chinese New Year. Yeah, Kung Pao's. But I think first things first, I think I'll have to do some painting at my girlfriend's place because I promised her that I'll paint her room. What color? I'll let her decide. Maybe because I'm not really that good with colors. So if I were to choose some colors which she didn't like, I will have to do the job again. Nah, seriously, I think it's fun, but I don't want to paint in the meantime. Give me a moment. I think that's about it for today. I just ran out of mood. Yeah, but still, I'd probably do another show a few days later and just like talk about more interesting stuff, because I think I've kind of lost touch on doing a podcast because it's just been a long time since I did one. But still, have a good one, and I'll bore you guys soon. Ciao for now.
Damn it! I lost my old ending tunes.
Crap. Anyway, I think this will do.
Ciao for now.
Bye. And this is for those who had endured all this crap and listening up to now. I'm gonna sing you guys a song. So please, baby, please, open your heart, catch my disease. And for you, my dear, Jess, I love you. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it.
Anyway, you're hearing all this stuff is because I'm recording live in the kitchen, which is basically where everybody is sitting around doing their homework. Today I'm gonna talk about the internet, our internet, over at our house right now, in the new place at Puraka. Which, oh yeah, I think this is the first recording that I'm doing at Puraka. Is it? No. This is, I think I did that a few times ago. You see? That's the result for not doing your show consistently. Well, due to the time that I have, what to do? In Hokkien, we call it bo bian. I repeat, bo bian. Anyway. Yeah, the internet. We pay $70 a month. And then what we get? Crap. Internet. meaning crap download, crappy upload. And then when you download 25 gigs and above, or upload 25 gigs, whichever, I think they are combined together. If you upload and download exceeding 25 gigs, they throttle it down to how much?
128 kbps download and 32 kbps upload, which is the equivalent of dial-up.
Dial-up. And we are paying for 1.5
megabits
per second, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. And what we are always encountering with is how many? What's our download speed usually?
I've never had anything go above 10 kilobytes a second for downloads.
Nothing over 10 kilobytes. What's the meaning of this? We are paying $70. We are uni students and they are charging us all this kind of crappy stuff. This is disgusting. By the way, what to do? I think it's better than uni though, because uni they restrict you here and there and everywhere. And they charge quite a lot also. Is it?
It's not so much they charge a lot, but to download stuff, like the amount of, like the actually no, it is a lot when you think about it, because that per megabyte you download, it gets towards your quota, and to top up that quota after you've used it, it's like $10 or something for this much, which you use up. Like that day we went to uni and I downloaded OpenOffice and all those drivers. And how much money did you say we spent on that?
$16.
Yeah.
That was how many gigs?
It would have been less than 600 megabytes or something, wouldn't it?
But the thing is, check this out. How long do we spend our time in uni to download all those crap?
Half an hour? 20 minutes?
Oh, there you go.
$16 for 20 minutes.
Yeah, $16 for 20 minutes. And you download how many? 1.3 gigs, I think. 1.3 gigs. See the difference? Disgusted. Anyway, if ever you got any of you come to Adelaide, you must visit the pancake shop.
In the city.
In the city. Just Hindley Street. Mm. Along the Hindley Street, just opposite Gloria Jean's Cafe. Mm. There you find a small alley. Just walk into the small alley and you can see the pancake shop.
And don't think when we say small alley and Hindley Street, it's someone like me, perfectly legit. There isn't anything evil or crappy or sexual going on. It's all good.
Ruben is a hardcore nerd. Therefore, those other shops that's down there, which is so-called pubs,
clubs,
strip joints, everything.
Sleazy crap.
Mm. Yep.
I mean, I'm not being a terrorist or anything, but if anyone was going to blow up anything in the whole of Australia, it would be Hindley Street and King's Cross in Sydney. No one would be worse off.
Oh, there you go. That's Ruben's point of view, though. Doesn't affect mine.
And Ruben's point of view is, of course, the correct point of view.
Well, anyway, I think...
What?
Never mind.
The
mood is passed. Anyway, now this is more or less what the new format of the show is going to be about. Random crap. Anything that's random under the sky, you can say whatever you want. No, what you want. Whatever I want. So, I hope it's pretty entertaining and informative. Well, because I've been out of this podcasting business for quite a while, so therefore I'm a bit rusty. Very lusty.
It's very rusty. Very rusty.
Well, for those who have no idea what it's about, you may think that it's the Kevin Tan and the Ruben Ed show, which in fact is not. It's the Kevin Tan show. And today is just a special guest appearance by Ruben, who stayed up. What time is it now? Oh, it's nearly 5 a.m. in the morning.
So I've been up for 6 hours.
Ah, because he just woke up. What time today?
I woke up at 10 past midnight.
10 past midnight he woke up. Mm. And the first thing that he ate, it was pancakes. The German feast.
I could not finish.
Finish that because it was massive. But check this out.
Eugene ate all his.
Oh yeah, Eugene. Fuck. Bottomless pit. But anyway, at the height, the pancake shop. Yeah. If you were ever to go there, you would notice a difference between the Canadian feast, which is on the menu, and the German feast. The difference between those two is that the German feast has got a Kransky sausage, while the Canadian feast doesn't have any. But check this out, they are of the same price.
So
therefore, I think probably they just give you an extra piece of bacon for the Canadian feast. That's it. And who in the right mind will actually exchange a piece of bacon for a Kransky sausage? Seriously.
Yeah, it's
I think it's stupid lor. But anyway, different people have their own choices, so I'm not in any position to comment it.
But when you think about if you're paying the exact same price, it's like someone saying, okay, we're going to give you a Ford XR6 for $23,990, or we'll give you an XR8 for $23,990 that you can have two of the cylinders turned off on.
XR6 equals to 6 cylinder. XR8 equals to 8 cylinder.
But you can turn off two of the cylinders.
In layman terms, V6 and V8. So it's up to you.
And for the same price.
Yeah, for the same price. It's up to you to think whatever you want, because some may complain, some may just say, oh, I'd rather have the V6, it's more fuel economy.
But that's why I emphasize the fact that the XR8, you can turn off two of the cylinders.
Yep, for XR8, you can turn off the two cylinders. But, I don't know, if you buy an XR8, who would want to turn off the two cylinders? Isn't that a bit stupid?
Well, you turn off two cylinders to conserve fuel, but then if you, you know, joyriding or whatever, put them back on again.
Anyway, the best thing to get, what kind of, a smart car.
Yeah.
Yep. Or a solar electric car, which is currently the project I'm working on. Hey, for more information, it's very much cheaper. For more information, please go to www.unisa.edu.au and then just look around for projects by current undergraduate students. And then just click on Solar Commuter, and there you'll find more information about it.
This is very relevant to Kevin Tan Show listeners. You heard this first on THS-K.com. Savage.net, you log in and they say, due to a human mistake, the bandwidth monitor has been reset. This means that you will have extra bandwidth this month for free. Enjoy.
Therefore, means you can download all this stuff even faster.
Yeah, it's much faster.
Mm.
Due to a human mistake, and I'm emphasizing with quotes in the air, which of course you can't see through audio.
Well, I think that's all about it for today.
Mm.
First one of the year 2006, which is nearly a year. Nearly a year since my last episode, which is a whole lot different because I have come up with a new website. And Ruben, who is kind enough to help me to do a wiki so that it more or less look a bit like his, but of course there will be some modification, therefore you'll look a bit different.
And you
am I repeating myself?
You're not repeating yourself, you never repeat yourself. You're not repeating anything you're saying. You're not repeating anything.
Anyway, I'm not like Ruben who always repeat anything because he has a short term memory.
Which... I never repeat anything.
Good. Good for you.
Hmm.
Oh, was it again? I can't remember. Denial is a form of bliss.
What is it? Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss, but I prefer to use denial. So.
I never repeat myself.
Anyway, till then, see when I'm free again. I'll just do another show. So, till then, have a nice day. A good morning, a good evening, or a good afternoon. Wherever you are, whatever you are.
Wherever you are. I'll be with da 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 da. I forgot how it goes.
Well, you listen here first, Ruben singing, although he did sing in one of his early episodes, I think.
The I'm Pissed Off song.
The Pissed Off song. Which episode is that?
I've forgotten, but it was completely impromptu.
Oh, yes.
I did not prepare that at all.
That was a classic. That is a classic, not was. That is a classic. So, anybody interested, please go to RubenEdShow.com.
No, that cam.
That cam.
That cam.
That cam. Whatever. .com. and just browse through all the archives, I think. Or, yeah. I don't know, starting from episode what? 14, I think. Just go start from episode number 14 and work your way up until you find the song.
Everything before episode 14 is boring crap.
Well, there you go. From the maker himself.
Well, Strand says, yeah.
Okay,
if
so.
The maker says it.
Okay, so anyway. Oh, this is the first time I'm exceeding 14 minutes, coming to 15.
Wow.
Of nonsensical crap.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Bye. It's 10 past 5 in Adelaide, with the temperature out there probably around 7, but I think it's less than that. They say it's Sunday, yeah, I think so, but anyway, it's Sunday morning. I'm your host Kevin Tan, and why am I up so late? Why? Well, the truth is, there's still a lot of things to be done, so what to do? And whoever say uni life is easy? I don't know, I heard from somebody, and I need to keep a mental note in myself that to smack that guy right in the face that says that uni life is easy. Damn you. I don't know, maybe he's smart, I don't know, but still, he still deserves a slap for me right in the face. Okay, so to the thing about today, the main topic about, what's the main topic? The topic of today is, Interesting. I've got no idea. It's just that right now I'm just so fed up at doing my stuff that I just wanted to take a break. So I thought, might as well record a show. See what comes along, what comes up. Oh yeah. Okay, something good happened within this week. I got myself a new phone. Handphone, in fact. It's just not really new, it's just a second-hand phone, but I've been wanting this phone ever since it got out. It's a Nokia 8850 Go Edition. Back in those, I think, how much did I pay for it? I think I paid around $70. All thanks to eBay. Yeah, it's a wonderful tool. But anyway, back in the, I think it was launched in 2001-2002. I'm not sure when is it launched, but back in that day, when this phone just came out, wow. I think the retail price was around $1,200. You know, it's crazy. Actually, most of my friends that I know, I think a slight percentage of them actually got this phone. Let me think, probably around 5% of them got this phone. I wonder how they actually got the money to buy this phone. But anyway, probably just worked their ass off just to get this phone. But still, for me, I have to save and then wait for such opportunity to come along and just grab this phone. That's a fake laugh, but anyway, pretty happy. I'm just so tired, I'm bored. I'm really looking at touched by my housemate Chris. He's such a hardworking guy. Man, his hardworkingness has actually rubbed onto me, and I told myself, shit, I have to be just like him. Always work and work and work. Because right now at this moment, he's also working, but in the kitchen. Right now, I'm in my room. which I feel that is a good place to be in right now at this moment, because I can train my discipline, because the bed is lying there waiting for me. Sounds lame, yeah, but anyway, who gives a shit anyway. It's so boring today. Cold, hungry. Need to go to the market later. Jeb's Cross Market. If you all don't know, it's so called, it's a form of so called, how do you think? Treasure Market. Is it what it's called? I think it's called Treasure Market. I'm not sure of the term, I forgot already. I used to work in the market selling fragrances, those knockoff fragrance from those brands such as Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, Gucci Rush. The funny thing is that for Gucci Rush, it was, the name was actually called Gucci Crush. I mean, the fake one was called Gucci Crush, or the original was called Gucci Rush. And I'm pretty surprised to find out that the smell, some people would think that the scent would stay longer than the cheap imitation stuff, but I found that to be untrue, because for me, I used imitation one, which is called Joop for Men, J-O-O-P, Joop. I sprayed some on and it actually lasted for, I think, 2 full days before the last faint smell of it disappeared. I repeat, last faint smell. So I'm not encouraging people to forgo the branded stuff, the so-called the original stuff, and go for the knockoff stuff. But well, if you really want some like last minute thingy where you like need to impress somebody else or whatever, it's kind of handy to have like one cheap knockoff imitation fragrance to be handy and just go ahead and just knock yourself out, then at the same time knock the other person out with the scent. But yeah, who want to be like walking around carrying something like $80, $90 perfume, fragrance, walking around and then just like accidentally break it, or just, I don't know, leave it in the office and wait for somebody else to misuse it, to steal it, anything. So I think it's a pretty good idea. So unless you're like really on for those big occasions such as like a dinner date, blind date, internet date, all this and that, all this, some, you are dressed to impress, dressed to kill. Oh fuck, it's cold. Dressed to kill, whatever thing. Yeah, you put on the good stuff, not the fakey stuff. Unless you are really, so you don't really like that person, so you just put on the fakey stuff. No point wasting money, you see. Anyway, then recently, all of us right here in our house, which is in LA, together with Chris and Ruben, the host of the Rubenet Show, there was this craze of like, what you call it, Iron Chef. I know the season is already over, but due to the rerun on TV, which is on SBS every Saturday at 8:30 PM, it's already inspired us to be like cooking like crazy, start making out all this random stuff, try to so called put things nicely, like French style cooking, like for example, let me call Hiroki Sakai. He's the Iron Chef French, who is marvelous in his whatever decoration of food. Although in unison, I can so-called state for all of us right here that the best Iron Chef, as always, is, you know, as always, forever, unless they come up with a new Iron Chef's whatever thing, then I got nothing to say. But right now in our hearts, the best Iron Chef is still Rosaburo Michiba. He's definitely the best. If anybody who out there, let's say for example, if you're from Japan, or maybe somebody who has been to Japan, knows where this great chef actually works, please let us know so that maybe one day I can actually just pop in and then have a taste of his food. Because I seriously want to try his broth of vigor. But due to those, what, shaving, Binotto shaving, I think, Bonito or Binotto or whatever thing shaving that he's used to make his soup of vigor or whatever thing in the Iron Chef, I need to taste that. hopefully I have the chance to go over to Japan with the rest of them and go for it. Anyway, seriously, there's like more and more things to see, although it's getting colder and colder. I think I need to put on some socks or whatever thing. It's always a good idea to have some long pants or whatever thing in handy when it's winter, because you never know when it might actually save your legs. Yes, right now I don't think I have any feelings in my legs at all. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, another thing that makes all of us pissed off, especially Ruben. You never seen him that angry before. You've never seen him that upset. The internet. Right now, I believe that because whatever thing is the throttle thing is still the same thing, which I think I mentioned in the previous show. The internet throttling has gotten so slow to a state whereby we are like thinking of getting dial-up, which, not say whatever dial-up, I believe 33.6 kilobytes per second dial-up would actually be much faster than what we are having to suffer now. And then 33.6, I think it's extinct at the moment, but still, if it's out there, we'll definitely get it because it's cheap, because we are uni students. Uni students are usually poor. International uni students are usually poor, because not like what some of you people may think, like, well, we have the money to come over here and study. Yeah, right. But imagine about the school fees and the study living expenses, everything. It's not cheap at all. I repeat, it's not cheap. I just solved my solution, the problem that's always lingering in my head. I think I have to stop here before I forget what is it already. So for the rest out there, take care and hope to what? Oh yeah, I forgot to leave my contact. It's nore@gmail.com. It's enauroree@gmail.com. I repeat again, it's enauroree@gmail.com. So, thank you and come again. Bye bye.